There we go. There I'm on the air. Okay. Well, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories live from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA Radio. Thank you to the listeners that tune us in on their phones, their laptops, their computers, or good old-fashioned FM radio. We promise a great show. We try really hard, don't we, Eddie? my name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. And our show features local and regional guests each month. Tonight, we are honored to have Larry Rose and Merle Lofgren. Did I say it right? Yes. First time I met you, Merle, but I've known Larry from a distance for a long time. And Larry's been real active in music for many, many, many years. The group is called the Rose Family. And you may remember Larry from Midwest Country at Sandstone, Minnesota. So we just got so much to talk about. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we're live. I didn't tell you that. We're live. And we hope that you like this as well. So, and we're going to trigger some happy memories. Let's get going. Yeah. Once again, I want to say hello to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we made it to spring. Eddie, good to see you. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good,
yeah. Good to have you back in town.
Well, I have to thank my probation officer again.
It was only 27 days.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, no. I was in Arizona. My wife says, don't say that. People will believe you. We were in Arizona. We were there for about 3 months and played some music out there, but... glad to be back here, even though the weather hasn't been all that great, but it's still good to be back home. Eddie, how was your winter ice fishing? Good?
Good, all winter long, so
yep. Yeah.
Was pretty lucky most of the time and kept Dave informed of the ice thickness of white ash there on the lower and the upper. And
kept reporting to the listeners.
Yep.
Yeah. We had Easter last weekend, and at church, my son Ryan played in Swanee, Dave Swanson from the White Sidewalls. Bob Hovde was there, Eddie.
Okay.
And you've done many of those with us, too.
Yeah, and Buffalo Bob.
Yeah, so we got a nice summer schedule coming up here. Starting this weekend, we're going to be in Burkhart at the Willow River Inn, and we're going to be in New Richmond the following week on a Friday for a spring fling. We'll talk about that later, too. We got some nice... summer festivals, Deer Park Celebration will be there. Fun Fest Days in Richmond, the Polk County Fair we're going to do this year.
Yep.
And Woodville will be there. So, and a few private parties. And all you folks are invited to those, too. We'll give you directions. Bring nothing. Just No, I'm just kidding.
Show up. No.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, we played a little music in Arizona. My brother Joe was out there. And Carl, our drummer... we did a couple of parties out there. It was a lot of fun. You were there last year doing that with us,
yep.
too. And we're out by Apache Junction area. So anyhow, if people are familiar with that area. With that, I'm going to move on and say hello to our guests. We have got Larry Rose here with us and Merle Lofgren. And welcome, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You need to...
We've been looking forward to this. I've looked forward to this 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Well, we heard you were a week early.
Yeah.
So do we need to get you move up there closer? What do you think, Eddie?
He can turn it up. Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we're just so glad that we could get together with you, Larry. We've known you from a distance, our bands.
Many years.
Yeah, way back to Nashville North. Some of those memories that our bands, John and Dave, followed the Rose Family at Nashville North, and they would bring in the Nashville Stars like once a month, and we would be the house band every Saturday, just like what you guys did. And I think you paved the road for us to get in there.
Yeah, we were the first group that we were there for about a year, and we had the privilege of working with many great people from the Grand Ole Opry and also did some of our own shows and that.
Yeah, yep. It was a pretty cool setup. They had the big ballroom, then they had more of a lounge type of a thing. Yep. And I'm sure you did the same thing where we'd trade places.
Rotate.
With, yep. With and some of those.
All of us loved it except the steel guitar player.
Oh, sure.
Because they hated moving their steel.
Yeah. And some of these bands, like Waylon Jennings' group, they said, just use our drums, just whatever, plug into our, and they didn't want to move anything.
Right.
Yeah. I don't blame them.
Yep.
Yeah. And I know, Larry, you have such a long history of music that it's just, it's a wonderful history. But just tell us a little bit, and we'll come back and talk more about it. But tell me how you got started.
I will. I got started playing lead guitar in 1958. I was playing with a group called the Carey Brothers, Ralph, Don, and Lloyd. And I played lead guitar every Friday and Saturday night. At age 12. Yep, I did that. And then I played in some different venues with different groups through the years. I met my wife in 1963, August 3rd. I was playing with George Hamilton the Fourth, and he had the number one record in the country at that time, Abilene.
And that was in Pine City?
Pine City. It was then called the Streamliner, which later turned into the American Legion.
Sure. Yep. And I looked up some information on you a little bit of that, but I
hope you didn't go to the criminal.
I didn't go that far back.
Thank you.
No, but I did see that, the Streamliner, and now it's the American Legion.
American Legion, yep.
Yes, yeah. And you played with your father and your Uncle Emmett, was that right?
I played more with my Uncle Emmett. My dad left our family in 1958.
Okay.
But I played with my Uncle Dave, my Uncle Emmett, my wife, and we were originally called the Rhythm Ramblers, and we were doing a radio broadcast similar to this.
Sure.
And the DJ forgot what the name of the band was. He says, since they're all Roses, let's just call them the Rose Family, and we stuck with it since. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yeah. And we talked earlier that you were up in Sandstone, Minnesota. A lot of people know.
I was up there for about 16 years. We started with the Rose Family up there, and they wanted us to be a house band. And we, at that time, decided we didn't want to do the same thing show every week. Later on, I went up and replaced the bass player up there with Leroy Glazer and Joe Savage and Dell. I mean, we had a good time up there. Eddie, we had the privilege of having Eddie up there a few times.
Yep.
Yeah.
To grace the stage, you know. He'd come in carrying his equipment. Took him about 30 minutes to carry all the stuff he plays.
He's got a trailer behind his trailer to get all of the stuff in.
Oh, yeah. You know, between saxophones and horns. And
yeah.
I don't think he plays. I think he probably plays the drums. He just won't let us know.
Well, he has. I have heard of him. Yeah. Have you? So, yep. I'm going to have you do a song, and I want to talk to Merle when we come back just a little bit about some of your background here, too. But, Larry, why don't you grace us with
I will.
Some music?
Here's a song that was originally written and cut by Mr. Lefty Frizzell. I love the way Daryl Singletary, God bless his heart, did it. Here's one called I Never Go Around Mirrors.
One, two.
I can't stand to see a good man go. Hair or shave his face. A man who leans on wine over love that's total lie. Oh, but it tears me up to see that grown man. So I never go around mirrors. I can't stand to see me without you. can't stand to see me without you by my side. And it tears me up to see that grown man cry.
Oh, very nice. That's Larry Rose singing that, yeah. Yes, good job, Larry.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Very nice.
Do it again, do it again.
Do the same song. And Merle Lofgren playing bass over there. Merle, you guys are from over by Cambridge, Rush City area.
Yep. Harris.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And Merle, tell us a little bit about your musical background, and I want to hear more than that. You're also an airlines pilot, but let's talk about your music first.
Well, I was in a garage band back when I was in high school and stuff for a while, and then I kind of got out of music. I got married and things, whatever, and then about 2006 is when I got back into it again and got it started with the praise band at church.
Okay.
And that's how we got up to the music festival in Rush City in 2006, and that's when I played with Larry for the first time.
Nice.
And
you got a beautiful bass there.
Well, thank you.
I'm a bass player. That's a beautiful bass. Yeah. Yeah. And so your background was, I mean, you learned it when you were in high school, and a little gap with life can do that to us.
Yes, it sure can.
Yeah. And then, good for you. Yeah. And you were farming.
I was farming back then. I milked cows for 13 years.
Wow.
And then I got out of that and went flying. And so I flew for Delta Airlines first for Northwest.
Okay.
You know, started out at Mesaba and then with Northwest and then ended up at Delta. And I worked there 23 years until I was forced retirement at age 65, which is 6 years ago now already.
Good for you. Well, that's, Now, Dave Corbett is a farmer, so I'm sure you guys will be gabbing till midnight about
absolutely.
The price of corn and on here.
Absolutely. Yes.
Nice to have you here with us, Merle, but... Larry, let's go back and just talk a little bit about some of your background there.
Okay.
Where did you go to school?
I went to St. Paul Harding when I did go to school. I didn't go all the time. I'd rather not go there because I ended up in reform school for truancy.
You did or you?
I did.
Oh.
I did.
Okay. Sorry I brought it up.
And this sounds really egotistical, but school to me seems so easy that it was a bore. I ended up in reform school 3 times. And thank God I met my wife, because I would have ended up there the fourth time. She called me every day and woke me up.
Good for you. And what inspired you to play music?
I mean, my dad and his brother Emmett and my uncle Sparky and a couple of his friends, they had a group called the Rhythm Ramblers, and they started in 1949. And we took it, me and my Uncle Dave Rose, we kind of took it over in about 1966.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed, we were doing a radio broadcast similar to this.
Sure.
And the DJ forgot what our name of our group was. And he says, they're all Roses, so we'll just call them the Rose Family.
Sure.
We carried it on forever.
Yeah. Well, nice. And you played... lead guitar when I talked to you a number of years ago, and you had a hand injury from work. You worked at Gillette.
At Gillette Company downtown, a great company, great, fabulous company. I had a problem in my neck in the C7. It left my left hand to two fingers dead and numb. So I thought, well, I can play bass at least with that.
Sure.
Which I did for a number of years, and after a while I thought, you know what, I can play lead guitar again.
Yeah.
And then we had a steel guitar player with our band for 32 years, a great steel player, Kurt Olson.
Kurt Olson.
Kurt was an incredible, talented
steel
player. He knew every lick you could ever even imagine. And unfortunately, we lost him. He was with our group for 32 years. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to break another steel guitar player in. So I borrowed a steel guitar from Eddie Lang, who's now in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. And I learned for 2 weeks, and I went over and played the casino in Hayward, Wisconsin, playing steel guitar. And, you know, because I knew when to get in and when to get out, you know. Basically, with Leroy Glazer and Kevin Lang and the Mississippi Drifters.
Wow. That's interesting. Let's go back and do some more music.
Okay.
We want to hear. I love to hear these stories. This is what this show is about. So
thank you. This is a great setup. Yes. I posted on Facebook to make sure you tune into this station every week.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, great.
I'm gonna do a song that Alan Jackson had out. I actually learned a song about 3-4 years before Alan Jackson actually put it out. I'd heard it once and recorded it and did it, and it's one that goes. The older I get, the more I think. You only get a minute and live while you're in, but it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's a people you love, money and stuff.
Song, Eddie Schmidt playing that steel. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're on WPCA Radio 93.1, broadcasting live out of Amory, Wisconsin. Yeah, we're having some fun. We don't have enough time to cover all these stories and songs. this is really a special. We're trying really hard to make it a good show. I think it's going to work, Eddie. What do you think?
It'll work every time.
It'll work every time. We played with you a few years ago down at the Baldwin Legion.
Yep.
Betty Lee, who was a great friend of ours and yours,
yep.
A wonderful singer, she lined us up to do this. It was a fundraiser for her son-in-law, Dennis Hillstead, who was running for sheriff.
Yep.
And thank God he won, because if he hadn't, we'd have been all in trouble.
Yep.
Bunch of musicians driving around late at night.
I first met Betty at the Nashville North Club.
Oh, okay.
Betty had a group called the Country Squires.
Oh.
And it was Bobby Richardson.
Yeah.
Kurt Olson, he was with them, and then he switched with us. But I met her back then, and Betty was a wonderful person.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful
great
person.
Singer. And she sang with us a number of times throughout the years when we were backing up Stonewall Jackson. Probably was one of the last big shows that we did with her. And Marvin Rainwater a number of times. We were with Dave Dudley for about 3 years, his last 3 years. And if we were in the area, she'd come and do the show with us.
But, you couldn't get a guy better to play for than Dave Dudley. I played a couple shows up with him up north.
Oh, yeah.
And it was with the Birds. The Birds were the other act. And they go, who's this Dave Dudley guy? He says, well, he's a guy who sold about 8 million records more than you guys
did. More than you guys did.
And they go, what song? I go, 6 days. And they couldn't believe they were playing on the same stage.
Wow. Yeah. And you guys appeared on Twin City Live at one time.
Twin City Live, and we did on the Bill Carlson Show.
Okay.
Nancy Nelson was on there at that time. She's still on TV. We also did some shows on WTCN, which was now Carrie 11.
Right.
We did numerous radio shows over the years. Had the opportunity to play with some of the biggest names in country music or open for some of the biggest names. My all-time ultimate was Ernest Tubb.
Oh, wow.
Ernest Tubb was a wonderful fella. He told me one time, he says, you know, in Nashville, there's about 40,000 musicians, he says, and they're all good.
Yeah.
He says, you got to be in the right place, the right time, with the right amount of money.
Mm.
That's how you make it in Nashville.
Yeah.
Boy,
isn't that something? Yeah, let's do another song, shall we? Or do you want to say something, Eddie?
Eddie, what do you got?
I was going to ask Larry, you ever see that old four-string tenor guitar of Betty Lee's?
Oh, yeah.
It's an old Gibson, and she played it good, too.
Betty used to have her own television show down in Oklahoma years ago. I mean, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What are you going to sing? Are you going to sing something?
Maybe I'll do. Okay, sure.
Yeah, let's sing that.
I thought you'd never ask, Larry.
Well, you know, I wouldn't probably, but you kept kicking me.
We're going to get Merle is going to sing a song here too. But let's do an old song that was Ray Price did this song, and Webb Pierce did it. George Jones and Ricky Skaggs is the version I learned it from.
Yep.
So, you want to kick it off, Eddie?
2, 3, 4, 1.
Again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you, though you let me down. I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache. An old
Yes.
Hey,
very
thanks, Larry. Appreciate that. Yes. And the crowd just went nuts on that one, didn't they?
They always do.
They always do.
Especially when you get the tuba out.
Yes. Did I tell you I play the tuba?
Really?
Yeah. I got it out in the car. You want me to go get it?
No, that's okay. No. That's okay.
What do you think?
There probably ain't going to be room.
Dave, what do you think? Dave's shaking his head, too. Oh, God.
We have this little fiddle player. Her name's Katrina Campbell, and she plays with us quite a bit. And I told her one time, she says, I can't make that gig. I said, that's fine. I'll just get a tuba player.
Well, you could have called me.
Yes.
Merle, we're going to have you sing a song there. I know you you do some singing. What was the song we
Tennessee Flat Top Box.
There you go. Yeah, and you're going to do some twin guitars here, I think, in this, too. So,
you want to kick it, Eddie, or you want me to?
You do it, and I'll do it.
South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar, and the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in hock to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box. He would play. Well, he couldn't ride or angle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze. They forgot him in the little town, but all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box, and he would play.
Yes, from Harris, Minnesota. So
you
glad
know, quick story about Johnny Cash.
Sure.
Me and my Uncle Dave Rose, I was 12 years old, and Dave was 10, and we were on our way to a hockey game in downtown St. Paul. And at the Bray Wilkins Theater on a Tuesday night, here was a sign that said, Johnny Cash here tonight. We said, to heck with the hockey game. Let's go see Johnny Cash. Well, we didn't have money to get into the concert, and so we snuck in anyhow. Not only did we sneak in, we went behind stage and talked to Johnny Cash, Luther Perkins, and Marshall Grant.
Did you really?
Yes, sir. Wow. Johnny gave me some picks and strings. I wish I'd have kept them, by gosh. But, you know, we needed them. But that's one of my favorite all-time memories. You know,
oh, man.
It's like, yeah. 12 years old, rather than go to a hockey game, we went to see Johnny Cash. And we've been playing music together ever since.
Oh, man, that's pretty neat. We talked a little bit off the air about John Peterson. We called him Chester. He was joined our group back in the, I think it was...
72, 73?
Yeah, somewhere, yep, that, exactly, yep. And he was from North Branch, Minnesota, and you knew him.
Yeah, I did.
Because that's not too far from your backyard there. But he came to the Country Dam, and he didn't have a band. He had a real good band for a while. Kenny Corona was his guitar player. But he got up and played with us guys, and we ended up having him come back, and he was playing with us. And then he approached us that there was this job at Nashville North.
Yep.
And I believe, like we talked about this earlier, but I believe it was because of the connection you had with him.
Yep.
And so he got us in there. And that was, I was 18 years old, but we played with Waylon Jennings, the Carter Family, Leroy Van Dyke, David Houston, Tom T. Hall, Dottie West. Steve Warner was her bass player at that time.
Yep, Dottie West, yep.
Yep, Katie Wells, Stonewall Jackson, but... thank you, Larry, for putting that job in our direction.
You know, it was a great club. It really was. Unfortunately, it burned down.
It did. Yep. You know, and then they rebuilt it, and it was never the same.
It was never the same.
No, that's for sure. Eddie, do you want to do your song here? We're going to get Larry to do some more music. But
okay, yeah, we can.
We're going to.
It's a George Jones song, and then who else did it?
It was George Strait had a great cut.
George Strait, okay. Yep.
You're doing it in the key of A?
Yep. Yeah. And this is for Renee Butler, who always requested this. She had a little bit of health issue, and she's doing just fine, but she posted that. And we're hoping that you're listening, Renee. This is for you.
Had all the chicks to myself. And the other day it happened, a funny little feeling I felt. Yeah, I tried a lot of running, but finally caught up with me. But how can I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing called a love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty, teeny, bitty thing they call a lumber. Thought that I had me a pretty good style, but I lost that race by a big old country mile. Yeah, I was walking around with my head held up real high. Then it blew me, hit me, really took me by surprise. Ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Yes, a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love.
Schmidt.
We all ended at the same time.
Yes.
And in the same room, everything.
And, yes, we're all together. But, yes, once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. And we're on WPCA Radio 93.1 out of Amory, Wisconsin. And we're having some fun. We got Larry Rose here, Merle Lofgren with us. And you guys are from over by Cambridge, Harris, Minnesota. Larry has been a long, long-time musician. Well known by so many people, but Larry, we're really honored that you're here. And can you?
I really appreciate being here.
Oh wow, this is fun. I think we're going to extend this to till 9. What do you think? Yeah. Bob's
not
here,
so. But not that much.
No. I got to bring one thing up about Harris. When I about 1977 or 8, I was still playing with a guy by the name of Skip Spalding, and we used to go up to Harris and play at Groover's Fantasy quite often. Do you remember that?
I do. That's not there anymore.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And also, Larry, I got to let you know that I think when you were talking about the Bonanza Club, there was a guy playing steel with us by the name of Milt Rand.
Milt Rand, he was the owner.
Yeah, yep, he owned it. And I've got a VHS tape that he loved Kurt Olson too on that steel, and I've got a VHS of Kurt playing steel at a steel show, and I think your Uncle Dave is playing guitar in the background.
Yep, and I was playing lead.
Okay.
Or bass.
Or,
I'm pretty sure.
But I've got that sometime. I got to get that to you if there's any way we can get it so we can still see it. So.
Yeah.
Kurt
Olson was a wonderful steel player, but his biggest issue, he built the very first Williams guitar with Bill.
Yep.
Rudolph.
Is that right?
But he was so lazy, he didn't get the next one. What's ironic, back with the year that Olivia Newton-John won Female Artist of the Year. Okay. He called me up. He was all excited. He goes, there's the first guitar, steel guitar that I built playing on national
TV.
Wow,
nice.
You
know, yes.
With Olivia Newton-John's band.
Man. Larry, why don't you sing another song?
Okay, let's do a song. I'm going to do this for my sweetie back home. We've been married a little bit over. We'll be celebrating 61 years in July.
Good for you.
She's a lucky gal. You know? Here's a called Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Good song there.
Thank you.
Yes. We're going to say hello to a few of our folks out there, and if you have some people you want to say hello to. But I'm going to start off by saying hello to Putz, Tom and Connie Bow, Santan Valley, Cousin Dewey, Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Jay and Ruth from Scottsdale, Arizona, Ron and Denise from Houston, Texas, Jim Bjorkman. I'm sure Jim Bjorkman knew you guys. He's from over in that area, grew up in that same area you grew up in there, Larry. Renee Butler, we mentioned her earlier. Judith from River Falls. Rod Sathard from Richfield, Minnesota. Gary Lubick, Scott Nash, my wife Debbie, of course. Dan and Beth from River Falls. Tom Klinger. And all of our past guests. We've been so blessed. Say hello to all those folks. Eddie, you got a couple quick ones there?
And we'll... my wife Joanne, my brother Scotty, all the Morrow kids, our neighbors Alan Ann, Jorgensen and all their family, Tad Layton, Darlene and the boys like to listen a lot, Brian Jevning and the Club 42 boys. Got to say hi to the Rex Cactus cousins and Denny Marion, good friend of mine. It's a steel player down in Chippewa. Greg Wheeler and all the Barn boys, Bill Gadadzik. Let's see, the Seawell family, and I think that's all I got.
I'd like to say a good hello to Craig Dahl, Myron Darkus, Kevin Lang, my wife out there, Bev Rose. We've been married almost 61 years. She's a lucky lady, I keep telling her now. all the folks that come over to the Bull Rush Golf Club over in Rush City, we've been there on the first and third Friday, usually of every month. For about 9 years, we just have a ball there. We also do a lot of once a month up at Raleigh's up in St. Cloud. All the good folks up there, all the post-start diesel band members, they do a lot of Waylon Jennings. I play steel on the Waylon. Oh. 4 hours of Waylon Jennings music is a lot.
Yeah.
But a whole bunch of people that my neighbors and all my whole family. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Ed Merle.
I'd like to say hello to Craig Dahl and Lois Dahl, you know, part of our neighbor's band. And sure. I'd like to say hello to my kids, Jennifer, Jerry, and Joseph.
All right. Well, great. Yeah. That's the beauty of this with the internet. We've got listeners out in Arizona and some in Houston, Texas.
I had a fellow today send me up a message from Florida. They were going to tune in tonight.
Sure. Oh, great. Yeah. Yes. And I don't think we've mentioned your cousin Dave, I guess we touched on a little bit. But
actually, Dave is my uncle. He's two years younger than I am.
I guess we did talk about him. And he played drums at one time, and then he played piano, was it?
Drums, keyboards, lead guitar, bass. Yes. He also worked very hard on the digital recording.
Oh, sure.
3M. He did a lot of work with that.
Wow.
That outfit, yeah.
And
he's a very talented musician.
Yes, I remember when we met him in Baldwin, yeah. Yes.
I got to let Dave know that Larry brought in two brand new, not out of the package yet, 1972 albums of the Rose family. So
this guy will play it for
the morning show.
I know he will.
Yes. Slip him a little money and you'll.
I used to do a little DJing down at KDAL down in South St. Paul years ago.
Oh. Okay.
Back when Sammy Smith had the number one song and helped me make it through the night.
Mm.
That didn't last long because I kind of stuttered a little bit. You know?
Some of the places you played at years ago, going back to, you know, our early days.
Sure.
Name some of those if you can, Larry.
Well, I played at a place called Velada's, the El Corral, the Red Guitar, Hafner's, the Lakeside, Marco Polo's, the Hitching Rail, Nashville North. I mean, there's sure. so many that I can't even begin to think. You know, it's
The Hitching Rail.
Places in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I try to forget anything mostly in Wisconsin because of the Packers Association.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
No. Wisconsin's a great state. Yes, beautiful state. You know, if you're driving through it, it's not a good place.
We think Minnesota's wonderful because you're right next to Wisconsin. That's why it's so wonderful.
Hey, I order all my gas right through Burnett. Yeah. Right over here. Yeah.
Yes.
They got good gas coming out of here.
Good.
Of course, they got the cows to provide.
Yes. I hope you got another song.
I can. Yeah. Yes. What should we do? Let's do Far Across the Blue Water.
Love it.
Lives and urban water by the banks of the old. Where I love her.
Journey. Oh, here's Mr. Ed.
Boy, he had some big hits. He had like three big hits.
Special Angel?
Yes, yep. Yeah. And then the Christmas song that he had that was just a giant hit.
Wasn't it Jingle Bell Rock?
Yeah, Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah. Yeah. All just huge, huge hits, yeah. But anyhow, we're starting to wind down here just a little bit. Larry, what are some of the places that you are playing at currently? We just talked about some of the places you played at years ago. But
We play over at Raleigh's Rednecks and Longnecks over in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota on the third Sunday of every month. We play at the Bull Rush golf course over in Rush City, the first and third Fridays of almost every month throughout the year for about 9 years. We also play over at Wico's Bowling Alley and Entertainment Center over in Buffalo, Minnesota once a month. Then we have, with the other group I play, the Neighbors, we play all over. We were just up in Cloquet. Yesterday we were in Coon Rapids. All over, you know, we've got lots of bookings this year, and we do, with the Neighbors band, we do more of a variety of songs. Mm. Some not my favorite, but, you know, I'm a kind of a country boy, but we have a good time, we really do.
Good for you.
We have a great drummer in Myron Darkus, yes. and Craig and Lois, I've known them for years and years and years. Too many.
Yeah.
No, not too many. Never too many.
Isn't it quite a journey that music takes you on?
You know, the most wonderful. A quick story. We were playing this Walker Methodist home over in Cambridge, Minnesota, and there was a lady in there who hadn't talked for a number of years. My wife was singing a song, and this lady started singing with her.
Really?
And it brought everybody to tears.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It was the most beautiful moment we've ever experienced.
Yeah. Yeah, and those are the special moments that it's not about being in front of 1,000 people or more. It's those special moments that just.
My wife always told me, she says, you know, if you get nervous in front of a bunch of people, just imagine that they're all naked, and that works pretty good.
Larry, did you ever play at the Country Dam?
I did one time. I did a fill-in job over there, and I can't remember the year who even would fill Country. Actually, it was Gene Shepherd was over there, and Kurt Olson was playing steel guitar with Jerry Hermes, who was a fabulous lead player. Okay. And it was a long time ago. And it was, I can't tell you the rest of the story on the radio.
Sure. We're going to have to wind up here anyhow. But yeah. Thank you so much, you guys, Merle and Larry, for showing up here.
Just nice having a bass, Merle. It sounded good tonight.
Thank
you. Very nice,
thank
yes.
Very much.
There's going to be a Country Dam reunion coming up July 26th. If you go on Facebook, you just put in Country Dam reunion. They've got a bunch of information on it. We're going to be playing there with the old John and Dave band. We'll be there. And some other, Eddie's going to be there with
Stony
us.
Stony Ridge.
Stony Ridge.
My old group.
Yeah, so, and thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you to Dave Corbett. Yes.
Thanks, Bob and Lou Ann and everybody at the station.
And so. Eddie Schmidt, thank you for all you do here, too.
Thanks,
and
yeah.
So.
And we'll have this on the internet by noon tomorrow that you'll be able to hear this show.
Wow. Tell them how to do that.
Yeah. Yep, just go to WPCARadio.org and click on Trigger Happy Memories, and we'll be the last show down at the bottom.
So. Yep, you have to page through all the other shows, okay. But we've got about almost 8.5 years of shows.
Yeah? Wow.
So, but this has been a special show tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.